James and the Giant Peach by Roald Dahl.
James poked his head and shoulders inside. He crawled in. "This isn't a hole," he thought excitedly. "It's a tunnel." The walls were wet and sticky, and peach juice was dripping from the ceiling. James opened his mouth and caught some of it on his tongue. It tasted delicious. He crawled on for several more yards, and then suddenly, bang! The top of his head bumped into something extremely hard, blocking his way. "Good heavens," he said. "I know what this is. I've come to the stone in the middle of the peach." Then he noticed that there was a small door cut into the face of the peach stone. He gave a push. It swung open. He crawled through it. And before he had time to glance up and see where he was, he heard a voice saying, "Look who's here!" And another one said, "We've been waiting for you." James stopped and stared at the speakers, his face white with horror. There was an old green grasshopper, an enormous spider, a giant ladybird, a centipede, and an earthworm. Every one of these creatures were at least as big as James himself. They were absolutely terrifying to behold.
"I'm hungry,"
the spider announced, suddenly staring hard at James. "I'm famished," the old green grasshopper said.
"So am I,"
the ladybird cried. The centipede sat up.
"Everyone's famished," he said. "We need food."
Four pairs of round, black, glassy eyes were all fixed upon James.